All right, we continue our coverage of the 95th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race, and race chairman Robert Nutter is on the line from Mackinac Island, and you tell me things are going really well right now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We're down to our last approximate 25 boats. We've had a number of boats drop out due to mechanical difficulties with the stronger winds from last night, earlier today on the shore course. We're down to last two boats on the Cove Island course, but everybody's in good spirits, and the boats are clawing their way to the finish line.
Yeah, and it's been exceptionally quicker race than last year. But I think it's hard to compare the two, because anything would seem faster than last year.
yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, you'd race 33 straight in this event, and you took it off this year to be the race chair. Have you missed it?
I have. You know, my friends, I've watched them come off with the smiles, and some winners, some second and third place guys, and the boat that I raced on last year, or this year in Chicago, came in third in their class. This year we came in fifth, which was still really quite well out of a 17-boat class, and I do miss it. And at the end of the day, I felt it was more important to devote my full time to looking after this event to make sure everything went smoothly. And, you know, with the support of my volunteers, it did. Everybody's done a fantastic job.
A good race this year for Stripes on Cove Island course and for Eliminator on the shore course.
Yes, both boats are good personal friends, and it's great to see these guys do so well.
The interesting thing here, too, that I thought was these were two boats that were racing against each other also in the Pro Team Challenge.
Yes.
Which Eliminator was representing the Tigers, and they get the victory.
Yes. So it's pretty special, and Chris Van Tol is very, and his father and his partner are really excited about it.
Good stuff. Well, what else is happening at the island? I'm going to hope that you guys are enjoying a beautiful day.
We are. It's a Chamber of Commerce type day, so it's a wonderful time. I can tell you that a number of the crews are down at the Putt-Putt Golf. They haven't had enough competition, so the crews are paying against one another down by Mission Point in a crew playoff. It's quite exciting.
But what you're not telling us is instead of a putter, they're using the flamingo from the Pink Pony or something.
I'm not going to go there. I'm trying to be polite. This is a, you know, this PG radio.
Speaking of, I would imagine that folks on the island are very happy today that they're probably doing a little extra business because so many more of the boats are in at this time as compared again to a year ago.
Yeah, all the restaurants are jammed everywhere from one end of the island to the other, and I think all of the owners and managers are pretty happy right now.
Do you have a favorite at the island? You know, I've been going up there for 25 years, and I can't really like pick one that I like above anybody else.
Well, you know, there's three for me. The Chippewa is always fun for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Horns is always fun for dancing, and then you've got the Iroquois, which is a spectacular view. Mission Point is right there at the top, and they've just redone their place and updated everything, so the place is really looking pretty sharp. And then, of course, there's the Grand Hotel, and from the balcony, we had a cocktail party there last night that was just outstanding. And then you've got the restaurants, the Woods, up in the woods, and they're all really great spots. So,
yeah, so you just
you
can't
have to
pick
roll
one.
The dice each time. Yep,
you just can't pick one. Bob, thanks for giving us an update, and we're glad to hear that things are going well and moving along rather swiftly this year.
Yeah, well, we've got to thank Larry Bell for being such a wonderful sponsor and the other sponsors that have helped us, which, again, Chris Van Tol is one of those guys. And we really appreciate it. And tomorrow's the awards party, Tuesday, on the lawn of the Grand Hotel. It will be spectacular.
Always is. Always is.
Yep. We hope you can come and join us sometime.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Bob Nutter, the chair to this year's 95th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race. Officially 22 boats remain, 20 on the short course, 2 on the Cove Island course, 153 have finished. 22 boats dropped out of the race. As he said, they had that little bit of a storm that we're still feeling the effects of. Some people still without power. Well, it affected the boats on the short course, especially this year. But going much better this year than last year. Although I get the feeling as the numbers dwindle here, though, that some of the stragglers are still, it's going to be later into the evening before we get what they call the pickle boat, which is the last boat in the race to finish the race. Why do they call it the pickle boat? The story that I have been told over the years is basically this. One year it took so long for a boat to finish the race that by the time they got to the island, the only thing that they had left food-wise that they had packed for themselves was a jar of pickles, and somehow people got wind of that, and from that point on, they started calling the last boat to finish the pickle boat, and they actually get an award for it. A motivation to finish, because a lot of times you get to this stage and you're looking at it and you're going, boy, everybody's finished and we're still going to be out here for 10 hours. We might as well just drop out of the race. Well, it's kind of an incentive to not drop out of the race, but you know, you've come this far, you might as well go all the way. They actually give the last finisher a banner for being the pickle boat. And it's actually bigger than some of the first place banners are, to be quite honest about it. And they do have a big blowout party sponsored by Bell's Beer. It is the award party where they bring up the crews for all the winning boats, and they hand out the flags for first, second, and third in all 20 classes, plus for the two course winners. And then, of course, Earth Voyager receives a banner for being first to the finish line in the event. So, and they have quite the party, and it's sponsored and set up by Bell's, and they've got music and the whole shot. Not that I've ever gone to the party, and this is a true story. In 25 years, I've been at the party for about 5 minutes. That's it. One year, I went down. We were all done. We wrapped up. We packed everything up. We sent it down to the Shepler's dock to send it over to the city. I spent about 5 minutes at the party, and I said, you know what? I'm just too darn tired. I'm just too darn tired, and I want to get home. I want to get back to Port Huron. I'm expected at work the next day, and like I took off after 5 minutes. Probably should have stayed because it is a great party and a great celebration that they put on, but just one of those things. Just one of those things. So in 25 years, I've never actually like gone to the party. I always give like my ticket, because they give you tickets. They'll say, Stucky, you're here all the time. Here's some tickets. Come down to the party. Here's some wristbands. And I always end up giving them to somebody else who needs extras or wants to go to the party, never been. Because I'm a nice guy like that. I know you don't believe me, but I am sometimes a nice guy. All right. I'm going to be a nice guy, and I'm going to take a break here. And again, thanks to Robert Nutter, the race chair, for calling in. That actually wasn't scheduled or set up. We talked with him this morning, and he said if there was any news, he'd call back. And there really wasn't any new news to report, so I really wasn't expecting to hear from him during the show. So I'm really glad that he did call, because he's kind of a busy man, and they've kind of had a busy day today. As I said, since about 6 o'clock in the morning, it's kind of been nonstop for them all the way up until about 2-3 o'clock before it kind of calmed down a little bit. So 22 boats, that's all that's left sailing in this year's race, as 153 have crossed the finish line and reached the island. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with more of the Dennis Stuckey Show on WPHM.